With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Hurricane Center says people across Florida should take notice. Milton, now a hurricane, it is rapidly gaining strength and expected to intensify even quicker as it moves east across the Gulf. Forecasters say Milton will become a major hurricane before it slams into Florida in the middle of the week. Former President Trump criticizing the federal response for the storm victims in North Carolina.
Death and destruction that we haven't seen maybe ever. It's a real bad one, and they have to get people there because they don't have people there. They don't have the people. Kamala wined and dined in San Francisco, and all of the people in North Carolina, no helicopters, no rescue. It's just what's happened there is very bad. They're offering them $750 to people whose homes have been washed away.
Also at SRNnews.com, a letter released this week from national security professionals and Gold Star parents reads in part, "The 2024 presidential election comes at a critical time in world affairs. Policies of the Biden-Harris administration have invited conflict and imperiled our national security." In a Salem Radio Network interview, former National Security Council Chief of Staff Alex Gray explains the purpose of a letter supporting the re-election of Donald Trump.
The point of this letter is to show that there's a really broad consensus that the policies that President Trump supported, peace through strength policies, as Ambassador O'Brien mentioned, that's the direction we need to move to as a country.
Authorities investigating the emergency landing of a Frontier Airlines plane in Las Vegas. Flight 1326 from San Diego was in the process of landing when the crew spotted smoke. No one was hurt. This is SRN News. A Generation Z is seeking, but for what?
Young Americans ages 11 to 26 are not especially Christian or even religious. But a new poll from the Barna Group still finds that 64% of them have prayed to God in the past week. To what God is unclear, but they are praying. That percentage is about twice the number of Gen Z who go to church or read the Bible. The numbers suggest that America's youngest people are seeking spiritual answers even as they turn their backs on traditional faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Attorney General suing a Catholic hospital claiming it illegally denied an emergency abortion to a woman. Bob Bonta filed that complaint against Providence St. Joseph Hospital. The woman was seeking an abortion after her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. Lawsuit alleges violations of state civil rights laws. This is SRN News. Well, settlement checks related to Norfolk Southern's derailment could be delayed.
The checks could be pushed back up to 2 years now because an appeal of a federal judge's decision to approve the $600 million deal has been filed. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, expressed outrage online about the appeal because it will delay the payments they had been counting on to help them recover from the toxic train crash that disrupted their lives when it spewed hazardous chemicals into their community. Some had planned to use the money to relocate. John Scott reporting.
200,000 affordable housing units could disappear soon. Those units built for the federal low-income housing tax credit, which gives developers tax credit in exchange for keeping the rents low. Those buildings, though, need to be kept affordable a minimum of 30 years. They were constructed in the 1990s, so the deadlines are arriving. More details at SRNnews.com.